I'm Tim Walbrecht, and I served the church down lake as an intentional interim pastor for the Northwest Washington Synod of the ELCA. I'm also a licensed therapist and a certified mediator. And I presented three sessions here at Holden during my week, and the overall title was Change, Anxiety, and the Brain, Oh My. The first session had to do with sacred story, where we talked about sacred story, we talked about our own personal stories and reflections about Holden's sacred story as we feel about Holden, combined those two in dealing with some questions that the group did in pairs. They were paired up with people that they never had met before. And the three questions had to do with, besides name and where you live, what brought you? The first question was, what brought you to Holden Village? And second question, what keeps bringing you back to Holden Village? And then what three wishes do you have for Holden Village? And they were invited to write those questions and paste them on the wall and to be gathered later. During this first session, we also listened to a small little tape by Parker Palmer on the importance of storytelling. And then the second session had to do with change. So what happens with your story when change enters your own story? And mostly relying on the fact that Holden in the past few years has been going through a little change and major transition. So I defined what change was and compared it to what transition is. And while they go hand in hand, they aren't necessarily the same. Relying on the work of William Bridges, his book Managing Transitions, we looked at what it means to let go, which starts your change, and then you have the period known that he identifies as the neutral zone, where could be great anxiety, a lot of fear, but it's also that point in our process from going from change to transition. It is also that area that the most growth, personal growth and professional growth, can happen. And then there's the taking hold, where you come to the conclusion of your transition and you're taking hold of whatever's new for you, a new job, new ideas, new location, whatever. Because you started out by letting go of whatever needed to be let go, whether it is a job again, or whether it's ideas, or it's friends, or it's relationships, and you go through the transition and you end up taking hold. And then the third session was on anxiety in the brain, because in the process of change and everything that happens to us, anxiety does happen. Defined what anxiety was, and that it is very normal in everybody. We live with anxiety. It's a great motivator, can be. We have ordinary anxiety, which is your basically day-to-day stuff, like I can't find my keys, can't find my cell phone, I'm going to be late for work, I'm going to miss the bus, can't get the car started. And then you have acute anxiety, which is time-based. This is such as you're looking in your rearview mirror and you see some blue and red flashing lights that cause anxiety. You might be going to the dentist, which can cause anxiety. Might maybe a slight fender bender, which causes anxiety. Those are time-related. They will end. And then the last one is chronic anxiety, which usually starts for us at an earlier age, and it's something that stays with us for most of our lifetime, and unless it is dealt with professionally, it's going to bring you to a halt in your life. So we defined what the anxiety was, and then we looked at how the brain functions with anxiety, looking at the small part, or the what I call the reptilian part of the brain, which is a small walnut size at the part of your brain, which is at the base of your skull. That's your survival. This is, if you did not have that, you would not be listening to this, because you would have died a long time ago. Because this is the part that reacts. It doesn't think. It doesn't reason. It doesn't have any emotion. It just keeps you alive, because you have to get out of the way of traffic or dodge a ball or a rock or something, and you don't think about it. You don't sit there and go, well, is that a Wilson or a Spalding ball headed towards my head? No, your brain just makes your body move. Then the other part of the brain is the midbrain, and that's where our memories are kept, our emotions are kept. It allows us to connect with people. It allows us to be part of a community. This part of the brain, when removed in other animals, that would herd. Once they have that removed, they have no concept of herding and they are unable to herd. So it's another part of our brain. And then, of course, the neocortex is the main part of our brain, makes up about 85% of our brain. And that's where we reason, that's where we clarify, that's where we think, and so forth. And the neocortex makes up about 85% of our brain, while the other two, the lower brain and the midbrain, make up only about 15%, but they fire faster and quicker and can run at that level for a long period of time. And that usually is something that develops into mob rule, partially of what happens. So that's what we were talking about. We were taking our sacred story. How does that handle with change? And how does it handle with anxiety and how that affects our brain and how we survive in the world? And the reason I kind of chose those subjects was I kind of felt Holden's been going through some major changes in the last 3 or 4 years, raising everybody's anxiety along the way. Had a little forest fire that came in and around the village, and so we were able to see how that affects us and gave everybody some suggestions on how to deal with people and their own anxiety. And one of them comes from actually one of the main ones is shown to us actually by Jesus himself, who when once faced with very anxious disciples, the two things that he did to get them out of their anxiety and into their neocortex of thinking was he told stories known as parables and asked questions. So if you're ever dealing with somebody who is in extreme anxiety around you, by the way, anxiety is very contagious. You can help them get back into their thinking mode by just asking them some basic questions, or by having them tell a story or you tell a story. Either way, it helps.